Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors. The difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Learn why at schwabvious.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, Sam Stein, managing editor of The Bulwark. I'm joined by Will Sommer, author of False Flag Newsletter. It's a big day for Will because we could be getting the mother of all defamation suits at any moment. We're just kind of looking at Pacer. I'm sure you're furiously refreshing. It has to do with the pipe bomb that was put down, or pipe bombs, I should say, on January 6th. Big breakthrough in the case came yesterday when it was announced that we caught the guy. It's been 5 years. We're going to talk about it in a second. But the reason we talked about defamation is because, if people remember, Will wrote about this, was a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, a few weeks ago.
Yeah, the Blaze had done incredibly scientific gait analysis and pinpointed the wrong person. The wrong fucking person they pinpointed for the pipe bombs. Now it's a huge embarrassment. So I've been following this a little bit from afar because I've been doing some other stuff. But Will, catch us up. What is going on here?
So the pipe bomb is important. Let's just lay the groundwork. The pipe bomb is important to the right because they think it was basically like the spark that made January 6th happen. I mean, Dan Bongino said that this was a false flag operation. The FBI was covering it up. And so the Blaze last month came out and said, well, it's probably this former Capitol Police officer who works for the CIA. But now they are facing journalistic disaster because the FBI has arrested an actual suspect. It's number one, it's not a woman, like the Blaze said, and it's not the same woman. It's a totally different person. It's a guy named Brian Cole. And so now the Blaze is facing a massive potential defamation suit because, you know, you can't just really in journalism. Did you go to J school, Sam?
I did, actually. Yeah.
Oh, did they teach you that typically you shouldn't write articles saying someone's probably a terrorist if you don't really have evidence of that?
I missed that class probably, but it seems to make sense. Yeah. This is like with the Boston bombing suspects, right? Like the New York Post put them splattered the wrong person on the front page.
Exactly. So it was kind of a crazy limb for them to get out on. I mean, like you said, I wrote about this in False Flag. I really get into like what their supposed evidence was. I mean, they already had kind of a beef with this Capitol Police officer because I think she had fired pepper balls at the rioters. So they felt she was really unfair to the rioters. They had analyzed, I think, footage of her walking when she was playing in a college soccer game with footage of the bomber walking. And they said, well, you know, gait analysis suggests she's a 96% match for the bomber. And to be clear, I mean, they were really not like discreet about this at all. They didn't protect this person's identity because she hadn't been charged with anything. I mean, they splashed it out. They had her face. I mean, people were really going through her background. And the other thing I should say is, I mean, people, members of Congress, Anna Paulina Luna, Thomas Massey got into this. They promoted the story. Ed Martin at DOJ, he said, pipe? Kind of like maybe they called.
Yeah, but he erased the last P and E.
Yes.
You remember that? He took down his half the tweet thread. Look, I would just say this, like, I'm not trying to say, you know, I don't know how the Blaze operates. Let's put it that way. But normally what you would do is you would, first of all, you wouldn't go on whatever the hell gait analysis is. Okay. And you would go to the FBI and you go to the DOJ and you'd say, hey, what do you think of this? Or like, can you comment on this? And maybe they would say, we can't comment on ongoing investigations. But I would imagine one of them would have been like, or someone there would have been like, yo, you shouldn't do this. This is not, you're going to look silly. Like, don't do this. The other thing is you would obviously go to the person you're accusing of being a terrorist and you would try to get in touch with them and be like, you know, we're going to do this. And I'm assuming maybe they tried and couldn't get in touch with this person, but I'm assuming they should have made a good faith effort. That person likely would have said, you're wrong. And she came up with, was it a good alibi? It was an alibi, right? She had actually an alibi about where she was.
CBS News reported that she had video of her playing with puppies, which is kind of the perfect alibi. But somehow she was playing with puppies at the moment the bomb was planted the night before. And so basically,
and she took video,
like,
of that?
Yeah. And so I guess they said, well, you know, here is, I don't know how, you know, I don't know if it like panned to a clock or something to really prove it. But basically, like,
here
they
have this playing with puppies. It's January 5th and it's 11:30 p.m. Yeah.
They had this alibi, and this came up because the Office of Director of National Intelligence, run by Tulsi Gabbard, seems to have gotten wind that this Blaze story was coming. And they told the CIA, where this person is now employed, they said, hey, looks like she's the pipe bomber. And so there was already this kind of investigation, and she had been able to prove her innocence. So it's truly crazy. And the Blaze really dug in. I mean, even some of the kind of January 6th reporters on the right, people like Julie Kelly, were saying, I don't know, this looks pretty fake to me. They stuck it out till the end, till this new arrest.
So what's the reaction been from the site and from this person's, the wrongfully accused's lawyer?
Yeah. So first, in terms of the Blaze, I mean, they were kind of throughout the day. I mean, look, at the point where another suspect gets arrested, it's over for you. It's done. But they were, there was a point where the FBI spokesman was even, the reporter on this story, Steve Baker, who, by the way, was himself a January 6th defendant who was pardoned. He tweeted something about like a song or something, kind of like a jab. And then the FBI spokesman was, you know, what song are you listening to now, buddy? You know,
oh God,
big time to pay up. So
the FBI turned on Steve Baker. Got you. Okay.
Yes. And so the Blaze kind of throughout the day was, oh, well, we noted that this guy was arrested, but our sources still believe that it was this woman. And then they retracted it, but they kept the story up. And then now by this morning, they've totally deleted the story from the internet. And in terms of the woman's lawyer,
I can't hold on. I got to pause for a second. I got to pause. Bulwark Takes is sponsored by ZocDoc. I don't know about you guys, but my entire social feed is filled with different health trends, like cottage cheese as a whole nutrition plan. No thanks. Red light therapy, which can supposedly solve every skin problem. I'll take it. And that you should be slamming olive oil shots first thing every morning. Gonna pass on that one, I think. I say we give the algorithm a rest. Turn to IRL healthcare professionals who can help you meet your health goals. And with ZocDoc, that's pretty easy. You can find doctors that are right for you and instantly book an appointment. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. I stay pretty on top of my medical appointments, but if you're falling down, this is what I would recommend for you. Stop putting off those doctor appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/BulwarkTakes to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BulwarkTakes. ZocDoc.com/BulwarkTakes.
I cannot imagine, like, the internal editorial conversations around this one. I mean, like, I would be in a meeting and I would be like, you know, I'd have to have a bottle of bourbon or something. I would just be like, what do we do? Do we take it down? Do we write through it? I mean, they must have been flipping out.
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, as you said, you know personally what that something like that might be like. I mean, it's crazy.
I don't know personally. Just to be clear, I do not know personally what that would be like. I don't know why Will said that. That's defamation
From an editorial perspective, you can imagine.
No, I've never been in a situation like that.
That's the kind of thing you're always doing, Sam. We all know this. But because, you know, some of these things, like we've had, you know, for example, when InfoWars said Pizzagate was real, or that Fox News said, you know, Smartmatic or Dominion stole the election, there wasn't like a really definitive moment per se that was disproven. I mean, those things were fake, but you didn't have a situation as resounding as a different guy getting arrested and potentially now going to trial.
Right.
And so, I mean, they really...
The closest, again, is the Boston Marathon bombers. That this is the closest proximity to this.
Yeah. So it's a disaster for them. And it looks like it'll probably only get worse. Her lawyer has been pretty tight-lipped. He issued a statement to the Washington Post saying, you know, it was totally totally fake, that really had a lot, the language suggested there's a defamation lawsuit coming. And then yesterday I was on Jake Tapper's show on CNN, and I basically said, you know, it's payday time for this former Capitol Police officer. There's going to be a big lawsuit. And her lawyer said, you know, I don't have any comment, but I did appreciate your remarks on Jake Tapper. So I do think that there is something
the hint
there. Yes. Maybe he just liked my analysis overall. That could be the other possibility.
your verbal analysis, not your gait analysis. This morning, about 2 hours before we taped, NBC reports, shout out to Ryan J. Riley, friend of the site, that the man who was charged with planting the bombs, this guy Brian Cole, is cooperating with the FBI, but more significantly, that he believed the conspiracy theories around the 2020 election, according to, this is Ryan's, according to people familiar with the matter. This is, you know, I think this is kind of like a seismic type news break in that for years, there's been a theory pushed by Dan Bongino, among others on the right, that whoever put down the pipe bombs was, it was an inside job, that they were trying to frame the January 6th rioters as, you know, terrorists. And Bongino's been like beating that drum nonstop until he became deputy director at the FBI. If this is true, if this guy Brian Cole is saying, in fact, he was someone who believed that the election was stolen from Trump, that's just an incredible development. And I'm sure Bongino will figure out something to say and others will too, but boy, that seems like a big deal to me.
Well, and you know, Kash Patel just said after the arrest that the Biden administration, the FBI, was covering it up. And so now it's coming out potentially that this guy was a Trump conspiracy theorist. You know, it really unravels a lot of the ideas about what the motivations behind the bombing were. It's funny to look at it now and you say, well, maybe, yeah, the Occam's razor would be on the day that all the other crimes were committed by Trump supporters. Why would this one not also be committed by an election conspiracy theorist supporting Trump? And, you know, I'm sure we'll hopefully learn more about this guy's motivations. I think it's a bit interesting that at the press conference about this, they really revealed very little about his motivations.
They refused to answer questions, right? They were like, yeah. They just didn't answer. Yeah.
So I think hopefully there's more to come in court, or if he's cooperating, I guess he'll have a guilty plea. But it, as you said, I think it's seismic. I mean, this has been one of the main narratives of right-wing media since January 6th, and really very exculpatory towards the actual rioters themselves, because they're saying this distracted Capitol Police, this made them so mad at the rioters, and if it weren't for the pipe bomb, maybe this would have never happened. And so in that way, I mean, if this guy is himself an election fraud conspiracy theorist, it really... you know, it undermines a lot of that.
Well, I just want to, you know, I always criticize other people for jumping the gun on these things. Like, you don't know what you don't know. The first impressions can often be wrong. So I want to just urge caution when going off of reports about motivations and things like that. Ryan's a really, you know, good reporter, so I trust what he says. But let's wait and see. You know, this has been so central to the pushback on all the January 6th prosecutions that, of course, the Occam's razor explanation was always that this person was actually a participant, not someone trying to, you know, frame them. So, but we'll see. All right. So where do we go from here? Put a flag down. What's the future for the Blaze here?
Well, for the Blaze, I think they may be cooked. I mean, they're not exactly, it's not like a Fox News situation where they can really cut a check for $780 million or whatever the Dominion settlement was and walk right away relatively unscathed. I mean, I think, you know, Glenn Beck was already distancing himself from the site beforehand. He's building an AI George Washington. You know, I think they've been trying to do a reinvention there, but I mean, even...
They got that little Nick Fuentes clone, right?
Right. They have the Nick Fuentes clone, who I wrote about as well. People can read about that. I think the challenge for the Blaze is, I mean, even a settlement or a judgment of a couple $1 million, which I think this would definitely clear, is, you know, life-threatening to them. I mean, they're still a pretty big voice in conservative media. I think in terms of the pipe bomber, though, I do want to raise one possibility, which is that the January 6th pardon would also clear him.
Yeah, so we were talking about that on Slack today. It's an interesting theory. I'm a little bit skeptical of it, but explain the theory and then I'll say why I'm skeptical.
Sure. So the pardon that Trump issued for the rioters applies to all crimes committed on or around the Capitol on January 6th and maybe January 5th. I think just January 6th. And so, you know, arguably, I mean, the RNC and the DNC where the bombs were planted, I mean, that's near the Capitol.
Here's why I'm skeptical. Unless Trump's a total political nihilist, the idea that you would just say, yeah, you're right, the pardon applies to this guy too. Now, they'll put out some clarifying language and say, the DOJ is going to be like, no, absolutely not. This was just related to, you know, what happened on January 6th. So they'll find some legal way to sort of get around it. It's an interesting theory, but there's no universe in practice where they're just going to let it fly, right?
I don't know. I think once the pardon's out there,
you think this administration's going to say, you know what? You're right. Like, the pipe bomber also deserves the pardon.
Well, it is a little unfair to the pipe bomber, right? Because all the other crimes we saw on January 6th, the fighting with cops, the things we talked about for so many years afterwards, that all that stuff was fine. And in fact, Trump, you know, issued a clarifying pardon to help one January 6th guy out on his specific related charge that apparently wasn't covered. But this, the pipe bombs that didn't go off, this is the bridge too far.
You know, because it's a fucking bomb.
The pipe bombs cause less violent damage than a lot of the other actions on January 6th.
You're crazy, dude. I'm willing to put money on this one. I mean, no doubt his lawyers, Brian Cole's lawyers, are going to try to use this. But
all right, I'll see you on Polymarket. We'll put on the...
put your money where the mouth is. Bet on I'm sure Polymarket has some odds here. Okay, well, we'll revisit this one. And I know you're... I'm going to hold you to it. You're writing about this for Monday. Sorry, you just are.
This is a seismic moment. I can't miss it.
You can't miss it. So everyone sign up for False Flag so you can get Will's written analysis in addition to this video analysis. Will, thanks so much, buddy. Appreciate it.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.